Colt Nichols, just whatever about your night, not the ideal night, but the track, it was unbelievable. Yep. Like, if a guy like Will Hahn was out there, I doubt he even finishes. It was gnarly, huh?
I mean, he probably would have finished better than I did, that's for sure. That was a shit show. And the heat race had a scare. I did that, like, three onto the table and then hit a little Indo City and thought I was going to die on that one. But it was just, dude, it was straight up scary. Like, it was gnarly. Like, the ruts were insane. They were getting good kickers in them. And, like, that made me feel the most novice I've ever felt in my life, probably. It was insane.
Is it a case of, like, so when you feel like that, are you like, hey, I went left and I felt like a novice, let's go right? And like, is that the kind of stuff you do?
Yeah, I mean, you're trying to, just because, like, you don't want to get stuck in one spot. And then it almost makes it worse because you've been there before, so, like, you keep going and you're so uncomfortable that you're just like, well, it's the devil I know. I'm just going to keep going there. And it's shitty, you know? But the whole thing was just, I've been, I don't know if I've been that frustrated ever after a race. Like, dude, Coop came by and I look up at the clock over the wall before the whoops and there's 9 minutes left. And I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, I was just like, I've never felt so out of place in my life. So it was just a really frustrating ordeal.
Have you struggled like that on this stuff before at other races or other teams?
Yes and no. Like, this, the 450 class here at Indy, like, I loved it on a 250, but dude, the 450 is just different, you know? Like, it starts to dance, it's harder to control, and the track's so much more fucked up, and, like, you know how it is. It's just, it's tough, dude. Yeah. It's tough.
Yeah, it doesn't look like any fun, and it looks like scary as fuck when they have the camera from behind, like, down the whoops or whatever. I want no part of that, you know?
It's just gnarly. I mean, I've never raced Daytona on a 450. Yeah. I've never raced Indy on a 450. Yeah. A lot of these are first for me, and we're surviving, but that's pretty much all it is. Like, it's just been survival, and it's just really frustrating. But, yeah, I mean, we'll try again. We got a weekend off, hopefully reset, and try and get myself together a little better and try again at Birmingham.
Yeah, it should be good. Good news is we should have open-air stadiums and lots of maybe wet dirt coming, Colt. So,
never know. Yeah, maybe a little rain might help me. I have no idea. I'll take anything I can get at this point, so we'll see.
On a positive note, Pat McAfee, I didn't hear it yet. I do like his show. Yeah. And this Feld guy said you knocked it out of the park. You know, they were like, hey, he was, you know about other sports. You know McAfee, you know what I mean? Like, so they thought you did an awesome job. How was it for you?
It was honestly incredible. That was by far the highlight of the weekend. The racing was shit, so that was the best thing that happened. Yep. And dude, it was just an honor to be there. Like, Pat's a legend. Watch his show all the time. Big sports guy anyway. And dude, he's kind of the GOAT at doing this right now. So to be there and, like, be on that stage, I was nervous as hell before. Yeah, but as soon as I walked out onto the floor, it completely went away. I kind of blacked out. I don't even know, remember what I said or anything. But it went really well. They seemed stoked. I was just pumped, though, to try and get Supercross on that stage because he has so many listeners that listen to that damn show. So for him to want to talk about it and for me to get the opportunity to do that was honestly a blessing. It was really cool.
Did he seem to know about the sport at all, or just the crashes?
Yeah, I mean, a little bit, but not really at all, you know? Yeah, so it was cool, like, because they were asking informative, like, questions. It was easy for me to kind of pitch back and answer and kind of elaborate. And they're just, dude, they're good at their jobs, and they're just boys having fun. They're kind of living the dream. So it was just, it was really, really cool experience.
I was neat to see him ride the bike and everything else. So, and again, the Feld guys were so stoked with you and the way that you spoke and, you know, like, you had a sense of humor and you knew about other sports. So it was a nice fit. Like, I'm sure if you were Feld, you're like, oh, we want Jet Lawrence or whoever.
Yeah. Well, that's why I was
together and they said you did a great job.
I mean, I think originally that was kind of lined up for Kenny to go, but it was so last minute period. They were just trying to get on period. And when Ken was going to come in a little bit late, and you know, they asked me, like, hey, would you be interested? I'm like, dude, get me on that fight. Like, do whatever you can do to get me a chance to get on there. Like, I felt like I could do okay with it. And like I said, I love that dude's show, so to get that opportunity was really, really cool.
No, it's cool. I can't wait to watch it. Thanks, man.
Thank you.